local businesses.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
The second round of the NBA draft takes place starting at 4 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock Pacific today. The Raptors have the first pick of the second round. That's number 31 overall. Some names that are still available to be drafted: Marquette guard Tyler Kolek, Duke center Kyle Filipowski, and of course, Bronny James. The Hawks traded 2022 first-round pick forward A.J. Griffin to the Rockets for the 44th overall pick in today's second round. Now, the Suns saw Eric Gordon go by. The guard opted out of his contract, so he'll become a free agent. Celtics forward Kristaps Porzingis will miss the start of the season following successful surgery on his left leg. ESPN reports Porzingis may not see game action for 5 to 6 months, meaning he could be out until December or January. Two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray says he'll wait until the last minute to determine if he'll play singles at the All England Club. Aaron Rye leads the Rocket Mortgage Classic in first-round play at 6 under par. Cameron Young is one shot back.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
The Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. After decades of substantial U.S. agricultural trade surpluses, staggering ag trade deficits over the past 2 years have caught the nation's attention. For fiscal year 2024, USDA's Economic Research Service estimates there will be a record $32 billion agricultural trade deficit. American Farm Bureau Federation reports this deficit follows the current record deficit of $16.7 billion set last year and would be just the fourth ag trade deficit in 50 years. The average size of Black or African-American operated farms reached a record high of 163 acres in 2022. USDA's Census of Agriculture data reports Black or African-American producers operated 32,700 farms and ranches covering about 5.3 million acres in 2022. Since 1997, there has been a gradual increase in the number of acres operated by Black farmers, although it remains below the 41.4 million acres operated in 1920. And Senator Debbie Stabenow, chair of the Senate Ag Committee, released a statement after the Congressional Budget Office published its revised 10-year budget projections. The Michigan Democrat says today's updated projections from the CBO prove what we've been saying all along. The House Republican bill is unpaid for, relying on magic math and wishful thinking. She says her Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act doesn't fracture the Farm and Food Coalition, the founder of every successful farm bill.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are wavering as investors digest a new batch of economic data and look ahead to the release of a fresh inflation reading on Friday. Tech stocks are among the gainers, with software stocks Salesforce and Palo Alto Networks leading the S&P 500 winners. However, shares of AI darling NVIDIA are down 1%. Its stock has fallen from an intraday peak of more than $140 last week, amid concerns that its valuation has become stretched. Shares of McCormick are surging 4% after the spice maker posted better-than-expected earnings and sales in its second quarter and reaffirmed its outlook. And shares of Walgreens Boots Alliance are tumbling over 20% after the drugstore chain reported third-quarter profit that missed estimates and lowered its profit outlook. Walgreens also unveiled plans that could lead to the closure of thousands of its U.S. pharmacies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Introducing Coin. That's COIGN.com. Coin is America's first credit card built by and for conservatives. Backed by Visa, Coin supports causes you care about every time you spend right at no cost to you, and earn 1% cash back rewards on every purchase. Sign up today at COIGN.com. Select radio in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Okay, Rich, I walk into your store here at the Mattress Specialist. I see just literally hundreds of mattresses, but I also spotted something else, a massage chair?
Yes, Gary, we've got a massage chair. No, it's not $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000 like Costco. It's only $1,300, and it does all the stuff, and they're very, very comfortable. So yeah, people kind of come in and check them out.
Thank you, Rich Linden, the Mattress Specialist, located at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Now playing at the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles, New York is invaded by aliens. It's the sci-fi thriller A Quiet Place Day One, rated PG-13, exploring the lure of the Old West. Kevin Costner stars in Horizon, an American saga, Chapter One. The crime drama, The Bike Riders, rated R, and Inside Out in 2D and 3D, rated PG. Remember, gift certificates are always available. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie or two at the Park Cinemas in downtown Paso Robles.
Summer heat is here and it's cooking your car and home. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Tinting your windows is a fast and affordable way to keep your interior cool, reduce glare, and protect your skin and furnishings from the sun's damaging rays. A1 Glass offers a wide variety of high-performing window tinting options for your car and home. This summer, turn down your AC with a little help from the window tinting experts at A1 Glass. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Need help with your legal matter? Don't want to pay a retainer? Proper Legal in Templeton is here for you. My name is Carrie Koenig. I was born and raised in San Luis Obispo County, a Templeton High graduate and a California bar attorney. I developed Proper Legal to provide attorney-prepared legal documents and legal guidance for self-represented individuals. No hourly billing expenses and no large retainer. Have you already received legal help and didn't get the help you needed? Don't worry. I have multiple years' experience practicing with local attorneys and judges and know what the courts want. Family law, guardianships, restraining orders, notary services, simple wills and trusts, deeds, criminal record cleanups, and more. Call for a complimentary 30-minute consultation. Proper Legal on Main Street in Templeton.
805-440-6271. What's a better way to control crime? Take guns away from law-abiding citizens or impose mandatory sentences on criminals who use guns? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I talked about the odd proposal by President Ford's new Attorney General, Edward Leavy, to put strict federal controls on the use of guns in urban areas which have high or rising crime rates. Mr. Leavy's proposal would limit even more the already limited protection law-abiding citizens have in those parts of the country where they need it most. I believe the proposal would also be a clear and unconstitutional infringement on the rights of the states to govern their own internal affairs. Mr. Leavy, in his eagerness, seems to have overlooked this. Let's hope he has second thoughts. Let us hope also that he gives serious thought to how we can control crime, violent crimes, without infringing on the hereditary and constitutional rights of a free people. There are two ways to do this. Steps can be taken at all levels of government, local, state, and federal, that are aimed at the lawbreaker, not the law abider. They aren't new steps. They involve swift and sure punishment for those who are convicted of using deadly weapons, guns, knives, clubs, and so forth, in the commission of crimes. In 17th century England, highwaymen using loaded guns were executed. Nobody suggests that we go that far today. But I believe it's imperative that every government, state and the federal, set mandatory prison sentences for persons using guns in the commission of crimes. Any person using a gun for criminal purposes should have the most stringent conditions attached to any possible parole, too. I believe that criminals using guns should be barred from ever owning or using guns again. It should be made very difficult for such persons to incur any new debts to society. Many judges, many government officials, and many citizens need to revise their thinking about the reason for laws and about the need for prisons. It seems to me the main purpose for prisons is to protect the law-abiding members of society from those who would prey upon them. A secondary purpose is to punish criminals with the idea that punishment is a deterrent to future crime. A third reason is to rehabilitate. But the fact is that rehabilitation is largely a myth. Some persons can be trained so they can earn honest livings. Perhaps a few will even come to know the error of their ways. But let's not kid ourselves about the overall effectiveness of rehabilitation. And let's not lose sight of the main purpose for putting people in prison, the right of society to protect itself from those who would disobey its laws. It's likely there would be less crime in America if more tough judges were appointed, if sure and swift justice were meted out, and if more violent criminals were jailed. I, for one, would be grateful if the Attorney General would concentrate more on getting criminals behind bars and worry less about ways to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256. KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And today on the show, I have Nick Demduk. He is a captain in the Ukraine Army. He is a resident of Ukraine, obviously. He is calling in to tell us a little bit about what life is like in Ukraine, what life is like for his family, and to answer my and your questions. We will be taking your calls throughout the show. Nick, welcome to the show.
Nick? Yeah, Karen, hello. Thank you for the invitation.
And I really appreciate you coming on the show. We're 2 years into this war. And you're right now, and you're a captain in the Army, but you're not. You work primarily on finance and accounting with the Army, correct?
Yeah, that's. You see, I am in the National Guard, so the National Guard of Ukraine operates a bit differently from the U.S., although it's it was inspired by the National Guard of the United States, right? But I do a office desk job, in the staff at my regiment. So I do finance and accounting for the regiment that I serve in.
But you are an officer. But right now you're on vacation at a family home in Odessa. And I want to tell people, Josh is there. Josh Friedman, a reporter for Cal Coast News, is in Odessa visiting friends and people that he knows there. He is currently in the same area. And so, Nick, what has it been like? I have noticed in the last, Josh told me earlier this week, or last week, that there was some bombing in Odessa. What has been going on in Odessa currently?
I would say that the primary threat for Odessa is it's missile and drone strikes. So that's the biggest threat that we have here in Odessa. There is no direct threat from the land invasion or sea invasion. Yes, it's not really possible. Even Russian propagandists and military are acknowledging it. But missile strikes and drone strikes are the big threat.
And are they using? I've been hearing that Russia's been getting more and more of these glide missiles. Is this what they're attacking Odessa with?
Well, the missiles they use in Odessa are mostly Iskander ballistic missiles that they have, and they have those for years and maybe even thousands of years. So they produce them quite a lot, and they have enough of them for their disposal to make very fast strikes on targets they want to hit. So it basically takes literally 5 minutes to come from the Crimea. They usually launch them from the Crimea, from the occupied Crimea region, down to Odessa. And usually it takes 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes.
And one of the
after the launch.
One of the things that Josh said to me that I found very interesting was he said, basically life goes on. That many people, they go to the beach, that they go to work. How big a change is it currently than it was before the war in Odessa?
Well, I would say there is some change, of course. First of all, many people moved out of Ukraine, and that's number one. Number two, many people from other regions, from the regions from the occupied territories, came to Odessa to start, let's say, not necessarily a new life, but to live in a more comfortable place. And number three, yes, this of course there are some consequences of the war, because many men were drafted into the military, were conscripted, and some of the people needed to change the job or maybe even lost the job because of the economic decline. But I won't say that the economic decline of Ukraine is really that awful, honestly. So the life still goes on, and all the groceries are working, all the delivery services are working. So I guess the IT industry is working as much as possible. So people are trying to cope with the situation. They try to live I wouldn't say nothing is happening, but overall, it's possible to live in relative comfort. But it only goes for cities like Odessa and Kyiv. Like, for example, Kharkiv is not the same in the same way. So Kharkiv is continuously bombarded from the Russian territory because it's very, very, because the state border is very close to the city itself. And, you know, the large-scale skirmish on the northern part of Kharkiv, of the Kharkiv region. So it's really the biggest problem for them. And, of course, we're not talking about the occupiers, or we're not talking about the adjacent territories of which are not occupied by Russia and controlled by Ukraine. They are really victims of the daily attacks and missile attacks and like free-fall bomb, you know, triple bombs that are being thrown from the Russian airplanes from high distance. So they have this kind of gliding mechanism to them, so they can throw them from the very far away distance, and it hits wherever it hits. And these bombs can be like 3,000 pound bombs, and even bigger. So they cause a lot of damage, a lot of destruction on the ground, and so that's the biggest problem. So that's what I would like to say. It really depends on on where you are located, but overall, it's very hard to find a 100% safe place here in Ukraine.
Is Kharkiv? How far are you from Kharkiv?
Well, it's literally the opposite side of the country from Odessa, so it's pretty far away.
So there isn't. How far are you from Crimea?
Well, I don't remember the exact figure, but everyone can open the map and check it out. So Odessa is like, it's like several hundred miles or so from the Crimea Peninsula, so it's not really far, and especially it's not really far for a ballistic missile to hit from there.
Do you have, let's talk about some of the things that are hard. When you have, so you have a lot of people that lived in Odessa that are have been conscripted, and then you have new people that are living there because they come from the occupied territories. Is there a curfew every night?
That's right. There is, starting at. I'm not sure about the Odessa specifically. I can tell you for Kyiv, where I live most of my time out of when I'm out of duty. Well, it starts at 12 a.m., like at midnight, and lasts till 5 a.m. So. Not very long.
And what happens if someone has to go to the hospital? What if somebody gets sick in the middle of the night? Are you allowed to break the curfew for certain things?
Well, I guess you either call an ambulance, because ambulance and emergency services are always on. They always stay put for any kind of situations you may have. And just if it happens, you can get in your car and get the person into the car and go. So it won't be really a problem with you. So you can really explain what's going on. So it shouldn't be really much of the problem. Okay, but I don't have any experience with that, so it's my assumption.
And what about utilities? For example, what is the electricity like, and the internet like at this time?
Well, I would say, basically all utility services are working well, pretty much the same as they usually used to. Well, it's of course comparing to some other countries and other places. Well, Ukraine perhaps not the most developed country on that matter, so we still have some systemic issues, but overall it all works pretty much the same as it used to in year 2021, prior to the full-scale invasion. And but right now we are having problems with the electricity, so I'll try to explain what's the matter. So back in 2022, Russia started to target the electricity generating facilities all around Ukraine. And in 2022, it was really a big issue, because Ukraine lost some percentage of, like, maybe not very significant, but some percentage of the generation and the electrical output that put in by the power plants had to be redistributed equally. So, in order to redistribute it equally and safely, just to keep the system working, so there was some scheduled electricity outages for like 3 or 4 hours, so for the system to be stable. So all that was the case till, let's say, late February 2023, when the situation got massively improved, and some of that was fixed, some of that was helped with, and after that, we literally had no problems till, let's say, this May, and maybe late April, when all the story started again. I would say that Ukraine was saved. I've read the article on some of the on the Telegram channel about the that there was actually a Ukrainian secret services operation within Russia, so they managed to delay all the missile strikes on the electricity facilities from winter, when it is the most dangerous time, to spring. So basically, all this missile bombardment of electricity facilities started in March and April, and the system and many of them were really destroyed, because the problem is that Ukraine isn't really well covered by the anti-air defense. Well, especially like in deep within the countryside of Ukraine, some of the big cities are covered really well, like let's say Kyiv is covered really well, but the regions, especially far from big cities, they're not that well covered. So the missiles managed to pass through the entire defense and hit whatever they wanted to hit. So that's why we're having this problem. So yes, Ukraine needs more entire defense and distributed throughout the whole country, because that's the biggest problem for now. So right now, and now we have the same stuff as it was in winter 2022 with the electricity blackouts. But it is also scheduled and it's not really that sudden. So you can still prepare. So you can reliably know when the electricity is going to be out.
And what about water?
Speaking about the other utilities, well, water is really not a big problem. So what the water supply is overall just the way it was, and the cell network. Well, the internet, like the broadband internet, is internet lines are somewhat affected by the electricity outages, because not all internet service providers have the capability of transferring the internet data during the blackout. Some of the ISPs changed this and they improved this, so in some cases they can provide that. About water supply, as I mentioned, is fine, and I would say the cell networks is also fine, but as long as with the electricity outages, the cell, like the land cell antennas go down within some time, and the overall quality of the connectivity just deteriorates quite a lot. I mean, well, not necessarily quite a lot, but let's say the LTE internet, because we don't have a real 4G here in Ukraine, but the LTE is really goes down. So it's really a downgrade to very slow speeds, and really difficult to have quick internet connectivity on your devices when you're in the affected region with a blackout.
It sounds like it'd be quite a pain for many many type of businesses. What is it like in the stores? Is there an adequate food supply? Is there a shortage of some items?
No, I would say that in even starting from the second half of 2022, the grocery store supply is absolutely adequate, and everything and whatever you want to buy, you can buy almost everything.
Hey, Nick, we've got to take a quick break from our sponsors, and I will be back with more with Nick.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Hi, this is Barry Oxford, president of BD Oxford Financial on Main Street in Templeton. Perhaps you heard my commercial about Roth conversions. To date, we've converted over $70 million without reducing anyone's principal. That's huge, and it's not too good to be true. Join us live online July 10th at 1 p.m. and learn how to access real money to pay the Roth conversion taxes, review actual Roth conversion case designs, learn the real benefits of taxable versus tax-free income, learn about the effects of the 2026 tax increase if the wrong guy wins. Go to bdofinancial.com to register. That's bdofinancial.com. Reach us at 805-434-6971 and learn how to divorce the IRS.
Paso Robles Glass is exclusively presenting the new Milgard Trinzic Series windows and doors. If you're looking for a vinyl window frame that is contemporary with modern crisp lines, you'll love the new Trinzic Series from Milgard and Paso Robles Glass. Give your home a clean, sleek look with less vinyl and more glass to enjoy your view. Whether it's new construction or replacement, Paso Robles Glass has a window for you. And remember, they are the replacement window masters. Call Paso Robles Glass for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014. That's 238-4014 for Paso Robles Glass.
Get it fast, save some cash, Paso Glass is where it's at.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Beely. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today I have on Nick Dimduk. He is from the Ukraine. He is a captain in the military in Ukraine. We also have a caller. Caller, what would you like to ask Nick today?
I'd like to ask if he or Ukrainians, I don't know how to frame them, sorry, have considered a day when the American people can no longer afford to give them anything?
Nick, can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I guess it's like a double double connection, so I guess I may have missed like some words or something. But I guess the point was about the what happens if the U.S. Stops helping Ukraine. Well, I would say it is some kind of risk. You know, I'm not a big expert on or pundit or any kind of that on like global politics issues. But yeah, so we rely heavily on the U.S. Aid, and any lack of that aid or any shortage of that aid may be, well, I guess the complete cut of this aid would be catastrophic, and some delay may be critical as well. For example, we haven't received any kind of U.S. aid from for half a year in this winter, and during this winter, Russians have had some very somewhat successful advancements because the Ukrainian army had less artillery shells, less ammunition, less equipment, less of everything. And I can assure you, even from some trusted sources, that we have also had shortage of anti-air defense missiles, and Russians knew it, and they used it to their advantage as far as they could. So that's the biggest problem. And yes, European countries and some other countries from the world are helping Ukraine, but it's definitely not that, not in the same proportion as the U.S. aid. So I would like to thank any single taxpayer of the United States whose money went on helping Ukraine to withstand, because withstanding Ukraine helps the whole world to be a bit safer place for everyone.
Thank you for calling in. And one of the issues, Nick, is there are people that believe that that we need to really stay out of foreign wars, and that we need to be focusing money on the U.S. But then there's other people, and this isn't I don't believe it's a right and left issue. I know people like District Attorney Dan Dow that believes this is a critical junction in this world, where we have multiple countries that would like to take over other countries, and that we have to stand strong, that we could be headed for World War III, and others that believe we should just stay out of it. So that's where these calls are coming from, because people in the United States currently, we are having some serious economic times. And that is, there are many people that are having trouble making their bills, buying their medicine and buying food at the same time. It's gotten a little tougher than it used to be in the U.S. Now, let's go back. This started 2 years ago. And when it started 2 years ago, Ukraine was basically fended off the Russians. They did not take over. And for months, it appeared the momentum was on Ukraine. They kept taking a little bit more, a little bit more. But then like you said, about the last 8 months, it seems like the momentum has been with Russia. And they've been taking a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Is it switching? News reports in our country are saying it appears the momentum might be switching. What do you think?
From the outside, may think that the situation is changing on Russian favor. But in reality, let's face it, the reality is that they managed to capture some small cities, really small cities, and cities that were defended for literally 2 years. So it's not really much of the success that they wanted, because the ideal Russian success is capturing as much Ukraine as possible, and even possibly the whole Ukraine, because regardless of what they are trying to say about their...
Hey, Nick, we've got the top of the hour commercial break. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll be back with you after the top of the hour break.
Sure.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.